Hi, this is Scott Unash. Thanks for listening to the Gym Class Podcast on KGYM.
Property damage. Go to geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
How long till they take yet another great defensive play out of the National Football League? And we say goodbye to another legend today. Also, we'll talk some wrestling with you. Wyatt Schultz from The Predicament stops on by. We get you ready for high school basketball tonight. All that coming up on the Gym Class on KGYM. I know you're all singing and humming at home, in the car. Little Laverne and Shirley theme music for you to start things off today.
Love it.
You like that, Mark?
Yep.
We say goodbye to Penny Marshall today, who passed away at the age of 75 from diabetes. And what a terrific, terrific director, actress. That she was. Certainly a showbiz family, probably best known as Laverne DeFazio in Laverne and Shirley, of course, which started off as characters on Happy Days.
Mm-hmm.
You want to go back even farther, give it a Google, kids. Ask your parents, what the heck is Laverne and Shirley?
Kyle.
Kyle knows what Laverne and Shirley is, right? You know what Laverne and Shirley? No, no, no. I'm sorry we brought it up there. They actually were.
I think he's known Laverne and Shirley.
Yeah. But
you know of Laverne and Shirley.
I know the name, but you guys to volunteer me as knowing Laverne and Shirley is not. We should not do that.
But you know, have you ever seen an episode of Laverne and Shirley?
I have not. I am, in fact, assuming that the song you played in the intro is the theme song.
Yes.
I'm going to guess. That is the first exposure to Laverne and Shirley I've ever had.
Have you seen A League of Their Own?
I've definitely seen that.
Yeah.
She did a big paper on it in college.
Ah, very good. She was the director of League of Their Own. Was Penny Marshall. So.
Okay.
Yeah. We're out there.
If you included that, you would have gotten an A.
We are a full-service radio station here at KGYM. But yeah. Laverne and Shirley were characters on Happy Days.
Mm-hmm.
They started off with, were so popular, they created a spinoff for them. And it was on, I think, 8 or 9 years on ABC. It was Happy Days, Laverne and Shirley, Three's Company. I know that was the big three, I think, on Tuesday nights on ABC back in the day. But we say goodbye to Penny Marshall today, way too soon. At the age of 75.
Maybe as talented a director as she was an actress, and she
Absolutely.
Was a very good actress as well.
Absolutely.
Like Ron Howard. You know, Ron Howard of Andy Griffith fame and other, he went on to direct a lot of movies and whatnot. But did you like A League of Their Own?
I did. One of my favorite baseball movies, I would say.
It was an interesting cast. Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks was terrific.
Madonna was in that.
Madonna was in it, yeah.
Rosie O'Donnell
was in it. Did a very good job.
Gina Davis, one of my faves.
Okey-doke. Was very good in it as well. Was very good in that movie.
Well, it gave us one of the great lines. There's no crying in baseball,
no,
right?
There's no crying in baseball. Yeah. Tom Hanks uttering that to one of his players.
There's no crying in baseball.
In the dugout. Everybody knows what A League of Their Own covered. It was the All-American Baseball League of women during World War II.
Some Cub fans crying today over the signing of Descalso, but...
Alex loves it.
He's a Cardinal fan.
Well, he it's one of his favorite players.
One he of his played for the Cardinals, players. Didn't he?
319-366-1600. We are presented by Third Base Brewery, located at the corner of Blair's Ferry Road and C Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Locally owned and operated. Stop on by and tell them to Scott, Mark, Kyle, everybody at KGYM sent you. Going to talk to Wyatt Schultz coming up here in about 10 minutes or so. We'll get caught up in the world of high school wrestling, a little college wrestling as well with Wyatt. And as it is a, for the colleges, it's kind of a, not a lot going on in the world of wrestling right now. In fact, we're going to take a week hiatus from our friend Mark Ironside. He'll be back with us next Wednesday. Yes, next Wednesday. Yes.
Ahead of the Midlands.
Ahead of the Midlands coming up. I got to remember 100 things going on at the same time. We got, it's a short week the next 2 weeks. So we've got everybody kind of shoehorned in there all at the same time. So we will have Mark coming up next week for you and get him back talking about the Midlands and high, and college wrestling. But we'll talk some high school wrestling coming up here in just a little bit. 319-366-1600. That is the Hurtina Stocker Jewelers text line. And, of course, it's brought to you by Hurtina Stocker Jewelers, located on the Penn Mall in downtown Iowa City. Appreciate their help in bringing you the gym class here on KGYM. I started off the show not only with Penny Marshall's unfortunate passing, but also with, and as soon as it happened last night in the fourth quarter of the Monday Night Football game between the Carolina Panthers and the New Orleans Saints, I knew the outcry was coming again. I knew the outcry and the swelling would be even bigger and bolder than it's ever been. And I just don't understand why. I just don't understand why. We had yet another in the NFL, Mark. I don't want to get people's thoughts about this. Maybe I'm wrong about it. Maybe I'm too much of an old curmudgeon. 319-366-1600. You had yet another fumble by an offensive player holding the ball like a loaf of bread that goes into the end zone, out of the end zone, and everybody is just, oh, my God, it should not be a touchback. The offense should get it back where they fumbled. Somebody's going to have to explain to me why that thinking is in some people's minds. So what is it going to be pretty soon? The defense can't do anything against the offense. You already can't look at someone or breathe on someone beyond 3 or 4 yards beyond the line of scrimmage, or you're going to get a hold or a pass interference. And now when you make a brilliant defensive play or the offensive guy holds the ball out and you do your job and knock it out of his hands, you're penalized for that. Where does it end?
It is the rule, right?
Yeah, the rule
in a place such as that,
absolutely,
it's a touchback.
It's a touchback. No one ever told the offensive player to hold the ball out. That just started the past 10 years, 15 years. And it's a good move by the offense, but
reaching for the pylon. Yeah.
Are you going to tell the defense? Oh, no, you can't do that. You already can't touch the quarterback. Can't do that. And now everyone wants to see this rule reversed, and the groundswell keeps growing every time a play like that happens. And I got to stand up for the defenses on this one. If you make a good play, why should you be penalized? Mm-hmm. Why should the New Orleans Saints have that ball at the 2-yard line last night if their wide receiver, Lewis, just held it out? Hey, here, knock it away, which they did. Made a good defensive play on it. 319-366-1600.
David and Hudson, you don't change the rules because someone can't hang on to the ball.
True. That's what I think. You can call us as well on the phone lines at 319-366-1600.
Originally, I thought he fumbled the ball out of bounds, but that wasn't the case.
No, it was much like a field goal. If the ball, it went at least to the inside of the pylon. At worst, it went over the top of the pylon. Either way, pylon is part of the end zone. That is a fumble.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what the referees called, and they got it right. I think it's the defenses are just so handcuffed in the National Football League.
21-34 agrees with you. Leave the rule the way it is about a fumble going into the end zone or out of the end zone. There has to be some kind of punishment for losing the ball into the end zone.
If you're going to make the risk of trying to, like you said, Mark, dive for the pylon, hold the ball out, if you're going to have some sort of a risk like that, you have to deal with the consequences.
Mm-hmm.
which would be the ball being knocked away. But so many national people, that's terrible. It should be out of bounds. It should be the offense's ball where that happens. They take it all the way down the field, and then they're penalized. No, they're not. It's a good defensive play. The defense falls on it in the end zone. It's still a touchback. So what's the difference?
630 area code weighing in. I don't completely disagree with Scott, but the fact that the rule is different between going out at the one and going out in the end zone is inexplicable, in my opinion.
Well, it's a lot like this. If you even break the plane, you can be going down at the 30-yard line, hold the ball out, and they're not going to give you the extra yard, usually, the referees. But you do it at the goal line, they give you a touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
So, can't have it both ways. You can't have your cake and eat it, too.
Josh and Ely wondering, why are spikes not intentionally grounding? Intentional grounding. I think it's part of the rules.
Yeah, that is a rule.
Yeah.
Now, we did learn this year that you must spike the ball while the clock is running. Chiefs learned that this year. I learned that this year. I didn't even know that was a rule until the Chiefs did it and got called for a delay of game or something like that.
Yeah.
319-366-1600. I knew this would fire me up last night when I saw that.
It obviously carried over.
Well, I knew what the
officials got it right.
They
right?
did. They got it
and
right.
We pick on officials all the time. And as far as I'm concerned, I just want consistency in officiating. But in this case, they got it right.
How long, though, till they change this rule? Because, we need more scoring. We need more in the National Football League. You know it's coming. You know, and it's going to hurt probably the Chiefs 5 or 6 years down the road in a championship game setting, and they're not going to go to the Super Bowl or something because
you might change your opinion then.
No, it'll hurt the Chiefs.
Oh, okay.
It'll hurt the Chiefs. I just know it. I just know it. It's coming down the line. 319-366-1600 about the rule about fumbling in the end zone. It goes out of bounds in the end zone, and it's a touchback. It's the way it should be. Right?
I agree.
There you go. Well, if you get in the end zone and then the ball goes out, you cross the plane, so
it's immaterial.
It's immaterial. It's a touchdown. This is the only way this works. If you hold that ball out, or if the defense knocks it out and it goes into the end zone out of bounds. There you go.
Frankly, I couldn't watch much of the game.
It was not good.
12-9. Is Drew Brees kind of wasting away his MVP chances?
Well, now they're talking about Andrew Luck's chances going up.
Well, Mahomes is still there as well.
Yeah, I think he's in the conversation. Phillip Rivers going up.
Mm-hmm.
Something's wrong with Cam Newton. Something's just not right there. Now they're talking about the fact that if you're the Packers and the Panthers, do you shut down Cam Newton and Aaron Rodgers for the rest of the year now that you're out of playoff contention?
Yeah.
It's an interesting debate out there for another day. 319-366-1600.
4184, if a defender has to recover a fumble in the field of play at the 20 to get possession, it doesn't make sense that they don't have to in the end zone. If an offensive player fumbles out of bounds anywhere, it should be a turnover. I'm not sure I agree with that.
Yeah, you see, I haven't thought about – I'm just talking about the end zone. And when an offensive player holds that ball out like that. So that's what I'm talking about. Haven't thought too much about if the ball goes out of bounds, if that should be the defense's ball or not. What do you think? Should it be the defense's ball if they make a great play like that? It's kind of like the same situation in basketball now, in college basketball and in high school basketball, where you go to the arrow on a jump ball. A lot of people think if the defense creates a jump ball situation, they should get the ball. I happen to think that as well, but a lot of times that offense gets to keep it because of the arrow. and which way it's going.
Same texture as a rugby fan, and in that sport, the offense gets penalized for going out of bounds at any time.
Stay in bounds. there was a national show today talking about rugby. Do you know the rugby rule sheet is a one-sheet page?
I didn't.
I believe 9 rules. 9. That's awesome. That's as simplistic as it gets. A one-page rule book. I think it's awesome.
I like it.
I think it's great. 3:18 coming up on 3:19 here on a Tuesday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. Iowa basketball in action tonight against the Catamounts of Western Carolina. 8:07 is the start time on Big Ten Network down at Carver Hawkeye Arena this evening. We'll talk a little bit more about that after we talk to Wyatt Schultz. We got high school basketball coming your way tonight for you here on KGYM. Parrot games beginning at 7:30, 1600 a.m. Myself and Denny Gettle will be out at Kennedy for the Cougars and the Xavier Saints. And it will be Jeff Moss and Eric Peterson down in Iowa City. City High hosting Jefferson and girls basketball coming up tonight. That'll be on 107 and 106.3.
More comments about our subject. 8083.
Penny Marshall.
It's just strange the defense gets the ball without actually recovering it. Any other turnover besides downs requires recovery.
But they made the play to knock it out of the end zone.
Michael at 79-81. Why not give it back to the offense? Loss of down on the 20. It's more consistent and enforces a penalty.
Yeah. I like that a lot better than giving the ball to the offense where they fumbled. That's not a penalty at all. They're going to be seeing guys throw the ball to the goal line all the time. And, you know, have the holy roller going on. They did outlaw that, by the way. Saw that the other day with the Raiders and the Chargers, the holy roller, where they kept scooting the ball toward the goal line. Dave Casper fell on it. Man, I'm going back in the annals today, aren't I? The Vernon Shirley, the holy roller.
You are.
Yeah. Sorry, I'll get back into 2018 here in a moment.
Be a Len Dawson, Ben Davidson reference coming up, yeah.
All right, 3:21. We need to take a break, come back, and we'll talk some wrestling. Wyatt Schultz will join us from the predicament. Plenty to talk about in the world of high school wrestling. We'll look back at the Battle of Waterloo and other things when we return after this. Gym Class presented by Third Base Brewery right here on KGYM.
You've been honing your group of friends for a long time, selecting and keeping the ones who add flavor to life and leaving the rest behind. Quality over quantity, always. The same way Third Base has been refining our brews for the past 20 years. Maybe that's the reason good friends come back to gather at Third Base Brewery. After all, at Third Base, you're practically home. Stop in over the holidays. Third Base Brewery, corner of Blair's Ferry Road and C Avenue in Cedar Rapids.
Find great gifts for everyone on your list during Menards' Christmas Sale. Get great results and tools that will last with Bosch Power Tools from Menards. Check out the 18-volt impact driver kit that changes to an impact wrench or the compact driver kit that features 480 inch-pounds of torque. Right now, they're $99 each during Menards' Christmas Sale. Prices are good through December 24th. Plus, a Menards gift card is always a great gift idea.
Warm season's greetings to you all from Menards.
Its emergency alert system equipment.
This has been a test of the emergency alert system.
The skills you can develop as a soldier in the Army National Guard can give you an edge in the high-tech job market of tomorrow. The Guard offers career training to take advantage of your skills in science, technology, engineering, and math that can help give you a leg up to a high-paying and rewarding STEM profession. Get a head start on your career while earning money to pay for college. Log on to NationalGuard.com to learn about all of the STEM career opportunities in the Army National Guard.
Sponsored by the Iowa Army National Guard. Aired by the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
During the billion days of Christmas, we want to save you cash. cash, so hurry in, these offers won't last.
Save big at Pillion Automotive of Iowa City during the Pillion Days of Christmas, now through December 22nd. We have huge rebates and discounts on remaining 2018 GMCs, including new 2018 GMC Sierras. They won't fit under your tree, but they sure will look good in your driveway. Visit Pillion Automotive of Iowa City today or shop online at PillionAuto.com/GMC. We are professional grade.
Tune in to KGYM Fridays during the gym class for the announcement of our Athlete of the Week. Proudly brought to you by Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 of Eastern and Central Iowa.
You guys want to do it? Ryan Peck drives to rural towns every week, bringing music to kids who need it most.
From the top, ready?
He dreams of showing people the importance of music in a child's life. American Family Insurance is helping make that happen right now.
Keep on the sunny side, always on the sunny side. Keep
American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly.
See Kurt Gustafson at Kurt Gustafson Agency, your American Star Certified Agency. Excellence in customer experience.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
.324 here on the Gym Class for Tuesday on KGYM. 1600 AM, 107.5, 106.3. Local programming getting underway. We take you through the 3 o'clock hour, and then it's Todd and Alex taking you through from 4 o'clock until 7 o'clock this evening. Talk a little bit about Iowa and Western Carolina. They play tonight at Carver-Hawkeye. We'll talk about that here before 4 o'clock today. Got to talk some wrestling right now. It is presented by Kurt Gustafson Agency of American Family Insurance, located on Johnson Avenue Northwest in Cedar Rapids, right across from the Johnson Avenue Hy-Vee. Kurt, a big wrestling backer and a big backer of White Schultz, joins us today from The Predicament. You can follow him at thepredicament.com and get the latest rankings that are just fresh within the last couple days or so, and get you ready for a lot of wrestling talk over the holiday break. How you doing, Wyatt?
I'm not doing too bad. How about you guys?
Doing great. Happy holidays to you, by the way.
Well, thank you, and the same to you and everybody out there.
Indeed, and it was a heck of a weekend last week. A lot of big-time tournaments over the weekend, Friday and Saturday, highlighted, I would imagine, by the Battle of Waterloo up at Young Arena.
Yeah, it was, and you know, it just seems like getting to be bigger and bigger tournaments all the time. You know, with that Battle of Waterloo, Fort Madison is getting bigger. There was a nice one out in Fort Dodge. So it's a lot of big tournaments this weekend.
Why is that? Just because kids could get a lot of matches in?
I would say it is because, like the Battle of Waterloo, it counts as one date, and you're only allowed so many dates per year. And so now your kids can get 2 days worth of wrestling in after one date. So they get 6 matches in, where on a traditional Saturday, you might get 3.
Yeah, and that helps. And everybody wants to get out and wrestle or get on the field, get on the court, whatever the case may be. So this gives you an opportunity.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. You know, like the Independence Tournament, which is a 2-day tournament, and it counts as one date. You know, there's a lot of these kids or teams that are getting 20 to 25 matches in by Christmas time. So they're getting a lot of matches, you know. And I've even noticed, like last year, compiling some of the academic all-state records, you know, some of these kids are starting to push 60 matches a year during the high school season just because they're wrestling a lot of these 2-day tournaments.
West Delaware, 2-point victory over Don Bosco. Is that the highlight, do you think?
Well, I think that championship pool was all pretty dang good. With Des Moines Valley beating Denver in that final of that other pool or that other bracket, because we were kind of wondering about that anyway. We thought that would be a pretty good duel. But with them three, Don Bosco, West Delaware, and Waverly all round robining or beating each other, that's where you have your 1, 2, and 3A teams and the support of all three of those teams. That place gets rocking pretty good.
Yeah, it was. And just to see some of the pictures and some of the video up there, boy, the It is definitely one of the more popular events around because they had, I think there weren't a lot of empty seats at Young Arena.
Right, exactly. And you know, that's where these dual teams, that's where you like the dual teams format versus the individual because they're there to support the team. You know, we were kind of talking like West Delaware. You know, they're going to have a pretty good individual tournament team, but I also think their dual team maybe even better than the individual team just because they have such balance up and down the lineup.
Kennedy did very well over the weekend, maybe not the strongest tournament in Fort Madison, but I think all the wrestlers placed in the top six, so strong showing for the Cougars there.
It really was. They had four champions, four runners-up, so they had eight in the finals. That's another one of those tournaments a few years ago when they started the Battle of Waterloo. It kind of depleted that tournament a little bit, but they're also starting to build it back up, getting teams out of Missouri and Illinois to fill that. So that was actually a pretty darn good tournament and a good tournament for them. You know, they had champs in Dylan Falk, Cale Knox, Cade Parker, and Josh Vish. So a nice tournament for those guys.
Yeah, it was. And you mentioned there were quite a few tournaments around the state on Saturday besides Fort Madison and up at Waterloo.
Right. But I also got a mention that Andrew Rowert out of Clear Creek, he's having a nice season, and he won the tournament down there in Fort Madison as well. But the Fort Dodge tournament, of course, won by Fort Dodge. Ankeny Centennial came in second. A lot of good individual matchups. That's an individual tournament as well. I guess my highlight of that would have been the 13 Drake Ayala, who we have ranked number one, and he met Bo Klingensmith out of Woodbury Central in the finals, who's ranked number one in 1A. And that Drake Ayala for Dodge is something else to watch.
Only a sophomore, too.
Yeah, exactly. And he took down Bo Klingensmith, I think, four or five times before he pinned him. So that's, you know, he's just one solid kid, and that's his second outstanding wrestler out of 3 weeks, and he's won all three tournaments.
Crazy stuff right there. And tell you, you've got the new rankings out, I know, and in 3A, it's Southeast Polk. It's kind of Southeast Polk's world right now, and we're all living in it, right?
pretty much. They are just so solid up and down the lineup, and it's one of those, I think, they basically just reload every year. They got kids that their JV team could probably win a lot of these tournaments around the state. They're just that deep. From what I understand, I think they run two shifts of practices because they have so many kids out. And if you've seen their wrestling room, it is awesome. It compares to if you've seen Coe's up here, it's about like that.
Wow.
Maybe even a little better. I mean, it is really nice.
Waverly, though, is nipping at their heels a little bit anyway, and Waverly has gotten the Waverly program never really went down, I guess, for lack of better term to say, but you know, they had a couple of, for them anyway, lean years, but they're back into the mix now.
Exactly. You know, and I think every team kind of goes in a little roller coaster. Some are a little deeper than others, and they took a slight dip, but as you see with the Battle of Waterloo, they've got a pretty good team strength as well as some good individuals.
We've got Mason City 3, and it's been a while since Mason City really made a bid like this.
Well, you know, they're one of those teams that may place in the top five at the individual tournament and might not win very many duels at all. Mm. They've just got those three kids that could make the finals, and that's going to score them a lot of points. It won't win it, of course, with Southeast Polk's depth, but it'll place them pretty high in the top five. You know, just like the Battle of Waterloo, in that seventh pool. It's they're just not going to win a lot of duels.
Right. Right. And, you know, there's dual teams and there's individual teams. And you don't,
exactly.
You don't get one, you know, your elite teams can do well at both. But exactly. You don't see it very often.
Right. Like the Des Moines Valley is a pretty decent dual team as well as an individual team. And actually, I think Waverly will be the same way, as well as West Delaware. With West Delaware's depth, they may challenge for the state title and the individual as well as the duels, just because they're so so strong. You know, what was that, a week ago up at Southwind, you know, they placed all 14 kids in the top four. So they've got great depth.
I can't remember the duel, Wyatt, and I think it involved a Metro team where it was decided on criteria. Is that a good idea?
You know, we were actually kind of talking about that the other day. I would be in favor of dropping 14 from 14 weight classes down to 11. And that way you would eliminate the criteria. Your first criteria would be most matches won. Mm. Your smaller schools, you have so many forfeits right now. You know, just like Marion, you know, they're giving up a lot of points. As you see at the Phillips duels over in Xavier. And it would eliminate that. It would give you criteria. So I would be in favor of that. Otherwise, you're going down to like your sixth, seventh, and eighth criteria to decide who wins the duel.
Yeah, I think it may happen sooner than later, but we'll see. We'll see how it all plays out here. Wyatt Schultz joining us from The Predicament at 3:35, Tuesday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM, as we talk some high school wrestling here. Two-way, West Delaware coming off the big battle of Waterloo. Still fourth, Prairie City Monroe still on top right there. Solon is in the mix. Monticello is in the mix as well. Good to see the Panthers having a nice year.
Yeah, exactly. And that might be another one of those cases. I'm not sure how many dual meets they'll win and how strong they'll be, but they've got some good individuals that will put them in the hunt for at least a trophy. I don't know how high they could finish with those three kids, but, you know, they start pushing towards the finals and get into that semifinal, final round, that's going to start scoring them some points.
I see the name in 1A at 113, Quincy Happel. Got into the top 10 as a freshman. Another of the Happels?
Imagine that, huh? You know, and he's actually not having too bad a year. He finished, I think, third up in Independence. So he's one of those kids that will probably get a little better. And of course, the number 9 kid there, if you're looking at the rankings, that Cullen Kudum, his uncle does a lot of writing for me. So I had to throw that little plug out there if you want to read some of Clint Kudum's articles.
Ah, there you go, helping things out right there, but. Yeah, 1A still looks like it's going to be the best race coming down the line still with Don Bosco, Denver, and Lisbon up there.
Yeah, actually, I think it'll be an interesting race between those three teams. I think the most balanced is probably the 2A, but with those three teams in 1A, it's you know, the dual meets are even fun with those. So it's a matter of who can win that, which I would probably put Bosco on in the front now. But as far as the individual part, it's going to be a great race.
No tournaments coming up Saturday, though, but we do have some duels coming up on Thursday night, I know. And MVC, probably the top two. You got Kennedy going down to Iowa City West, and you have Cedar Falls headed down to City High coming up on Thursday night.
Exactly. And, you know, and I don't know if you checked this out, but the one that kind of struck me as interesting, which would be tonight, I think Lisbon is hosting Wilton and Mount Vernon. Mm. And I don't know how good a duel would be, but between Lisbon and Mount Vernon with their, I guess, their little bit of rivalry, it would be a fun duel to go to.
a rivalry between Mount Vernon and Lisbon?
Exactly, right?
What are you talking about? Never.
Wouldn't that be a fun one to go to, though?
Oh, yeah, it would be. It would be. And some very good individual matchups in that one as well. And like you said, Lisbon probably win the duel, but still, it's going to be some good individuals.
Right, yeah. And that's, what I guess, to me, what makes it fun.
And before we let you go here and let you get ready for your holidays, anybody, any person, any team that has kind of surprised you with how they've done so far in the first part of the season, the pre-holiday portion?
Well, and he's probably not in this area, but the kid that has surprised me the most is this Blaine Fraser out of Notre Dame Burlington. He won the Independence Tournament, beating Carter Fusek out of Cresco, who I thought highly of, but he beat him pretty handily, like 7-1. And he also won that Fort Madison tournament this weekend, beating that Marcel Lopez out of New London, who's ranked in the top, I don't know, 25 in the country. And he beat him 4-1 this weekend. That is the one kid that has really, really surprised me, as well as the way Drake Ayala has been wrestling at Fort Dodge. But Wembanyama Lindmar has had a great season so far. So maybe those guys have surprised me the most, or done as well as anybody.
There you go. I imagine after the first of the year, you'll have the next set of rankings, right?
They're coming out on January 3rd.
There you go. January 3rd. A 2019 early New Year's present for all the wrestling fans out there.
Oh, yeah. And believe me, it does, because I start getting texts about mid-afternoon wanting to know when I'm going to get them released. So people are really anxious about those things.
Yeah.
It's coffee shop talk.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we'll get, like we said, a few more duels coming up this week, and then we'll take a couple weeks off and get back into it. And happy holidays to the family, Wyatt. Appreciate it as always, and keep up the great work with the predicament, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right, and happy holidays to everyone out there, and thank you guys.
All right, thanks, Wyatt. Appreciate it. Wyatt Schultz joining us here at 3:40 from the predicament. There you won't find a guy that's more dedicated to wrestling out there than Wyatt.
Not too many.
Not too many. Yeah. And does a great, great job for that publication. Check him out at thepredicament.com online. We'll take a break. Come back. More of the Gym Class for a Tuesday after this here on KGYM.
Hugs at the arrival gate.
Hey, I missed you so much.
Seeing your best bud for the first time in a long time. Family and friends around the table. At Lincoln, we know the holidays are filled with moments like these. When we realize that the greatest wish of all is one that brings us together. In that spirit, we invite you into our home during the Lincoln Wishlist event. Where not coincidentally, we're making wishes come true with exceptional offers on the Lincoln family of luxury vehicles. The Lincoln Continental, the MKZ, the MKC, the new Nautilus, and the iconic Navigator. The Lincoln Wishlist event. Because wishes really do come true at your Lincoln dealer.
When a player doesn't like a contract, what do?
They hold out?
They hold out for a better deal. If only you could do that with your wireless plan, right? Well, with the Keep Your Own Phone plan from Straight Talk Wireless, you can get a much better deal. Keep your phone, your number, even your same network for a lot less than you're paying now.
Without the contract
or the holdout.
Get the Ultimate Unlimited plan for just $55 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless, only at Walmart. Video typically streams at DVD quality at 60 gigabytes. We reserve the right to review your account for usage in violation of Straight Talk's terms and conditions.
Black Friday may be over, but at the Home Depot, we're just getting warmed up. Right now, get up to 2 free power tools, up to a $318 value, when you buy a select power tool kit. Choose from trusted brands like Ryobi, Makita, Milwaukee, Ridgid, and DeWalt. If you missed out on Black Friday, don't miss out on this. Get up to 2 free power tools with the purchase of a select power tool kit. Now, at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through January 23rd, while supplies last. Limit one redemption per customer. See store for details.
Our thanks to Wyatt Schultz for joining us as we're back with you at 3:43 here in the gym class in KGYM. Want to let you know about what's coming up tomorrow, Mark, because I think it's going to be a lot of fun. Friend of ours is going to join us on the program tomorrow. Greg Morris, the equipment manager for the Iowa Hawkeye football team, is going to join us on the phone. Let us know exactly what it's like to move a football team, not only on a weekly basis, but in a bowl basis.
Mm-hmm.
Taking Iowa down to Tampa and the Outback Bowl. What that all does, everything that it encompasses, it should be a very interesting talk tomorrow.
What would the most fatal mistake his crew could make?
Leaving Kirk's gum behind.
We'll find out what kind of gum Kirk chews.
That'll be coming up tomorrow.
Pry it out of him.
That'll be coming up tomorrow on the gym class. And Chris Liss of RotoWire.com to answer your fantasy football questions if you're in a final or if you're in a consolation. Like I'm not complaining because that's at least little cash to play around with. So, you know, hey, it is what it is out there. It is what it is. 319-366-1600. That's a Hertina Stocker Jewelers text line. If you'd like to weigh in, we were talking about the NFL rule about the ball going into the end zone. It's a touchback. And pro or con about that. We were kicking that around a little bit earlier on today. Hawkeyes take on Western Carolina coming up tonight at Carver Hawkeye Arena. As Iowa back at home after the finals break, if you will, and after dismantling UNI at the Wells Fargo Arena in the final Big Four Classic on Saturday. And everyone expects Iowa to win by about 35 tonight against a less than stellar Western Carolina team, but you still got to show up and you still got to go through the motions. You still got to do your job and you still got to get the victory tonight. Easier said than done, but I think they should do it.
I can't imagine it'd be a huge crowd at 8 o'clock start. No students.
Michael Oss said friends and family, and you were dedicated to Iowa basketball if you're there tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Now that might, what would be a good crowd tonight?
A good crowd? Half full.
Okay. I'm going to go a little bit bigger than half. 15-ish is what, so you're saying 7,500 tonight? I think probably 9,000.
Yeah.
I think 9,000 for the crowd tonight, but we'll see. You're right, students aren't there, so that's going to be a big empty on that end of the arena as Iowa takes on Western Carolina. A 3-9 Western Carolina team, by the way, coming into Carver tonight.
We paid homage to Penny Marshall earlier as well, and that's a subject of our poll question at KGYMradio.com, brought to you by Emil's Hideaway. Is her A League of Their Own a top five baseball movie of all time? Yes or no? Thanks to Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, next to Home Depot, behind Taco John's.
Ooh, good question. Is it?
Well, without getting into it deeply, I would say yes. I've always been partial to Major League.
Major League, yes. Yes, definitely.
Field of Dreams.
Bull Durham, perhaps?
I like
you a Bull Durham fan?
I like Sandlot.
Oh, well, yeah. Angels in the Outfield.
Yeah.
Right there. Some good ones. The Natural.
The Natural.
Another good one. Kim Basinger.
Kim Basinger. Definitely top 10.
Top 10 for sure. Top 10 for sure. Maybe sneaking into the top five just because of the fact that it deals with, you know, the Women's Professional Baseball League when it was around. And it's still, I believe, the only feature film that deals with it. And so many stars in it. I would almost put it in my top five.
Bad News Bears?
Bad News Bears! Walter Matthau! Tatum O'Neal. Young Tatum O'Neal.
Mm-hmm.
See, the more you think of these movies, the more we're going to backtrack a little bit on this. But now, Bad News Bears and Breaking Training and Bad News Bears in Japan or whatever. No. Original Bad News Bears, yes. The original Bad News Bears with Kelly and all that group.
Of course, the text line lighting up on the subject. 9579 likes The Rookie.
Another, yeah.
5392, absolutely not. I can't believe you guys are actually entertaining the question. Thank you very much.
It's a democratic process on the poll question.
1249, don't forget Rookie of the Year.
True.
Darren likes Love of the Game with Kevin Costner.
Kevin Costner was just made to be in baseball movies, wasn't he?
5392, don't forget about the best one ever, Eight Men Out.
I said Eight Men Out. Yeah. Eight Men. Except that hits a... Yeah, I... Every time I watch that, though, I just get very angry. Because a lot of it was true, yes, but... what happened to Joe Jackson, I think, is still criminal, so...
Nobody mentioned Moneyball.
No.
I wasn't a particular fan of it.
I wasn't a huge fan of Moneyball either. But it does tell a story, and it showcases exactly kind of the new way of thinking. It was kind of the film that chronicles the start of sabermetrics and things like that. So you got to give it its credence. You got to give it its props out there.
5753, how about our local story, The Final Season?
Final Season. Very much so.
Scott Unesh loved that. Not picked for the role, but...
Did Rick Swan play me? We can go get him. Hey, Rick, how was it playing me in the movie?
Sean on the text line, League of Their Own, just outside the top five. When one Major League, two Bull Durham, three The Natural, four Love of the Game, five Field of Dreams.
Yeah, Field of Dreams. Boy, there's so many good baseball movies. So many.
Doug likes The Natural with Robert Redford.
And Kim Basinger. I heard Kim Basinger was in that movie.
Hello, Rick. Well, we're talking about Penny Marshall's passing and whether A League of Their Own ranks in the top five movies of all time, baseball movies.
I love that movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And somebody brought up
love Tom Hanks in that movie.
Our local movie, The Final Season. What was it like to play Scott Unesh in that movie? Rick was in the movie.
I
Scott
really didn't know
not.
Where you were going with it. Yes, I did. I did. Scott was not believable as himself. And so...
Do you want to know what they told
me? I've been studying him for a long time.
Do you want to know what they told me? And it's actually flattering. They said, you just look too young to be in this role.
What does that say about you, Rick?
They didn't say that to me. They didn't say I look too young. No.
Now Rick's got two things to be mad at me about on the tee every time we go to the first hole.
Now we're even. No, that's, that was.
You're wondering, what in the world am I being brought in here for?
Yeah.
How are the royalties doing?
What's that?
How are the royalties doing?
Well, I haven't seen it. That was so much fun, though, being in that movie. But yeah, League of Their Own. Where did you land on that as far as baseball movies?
I think certainly in the top 10.
Yeah.
Arguably top 5.
I thought it was really, really good. It told a great story. It was well directed by Penny Marshall.
Yeah.
Tom Hanks was great in it.
Yeah.
All of the ball players were great too.
Yeah.
I mean, it was something to see. I loved it.
No, I agree. And I think the majority of our listeners texting in have agreed with us that top 5, definitely top 10 movie.
What came in number 1 baseball movie?
Oh, I think Major League.
I like Major League.
First Major League.
Yeah. First Major League.
Yeah.
Bull Durham getting a lot of support.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
In there. So.
Yeah.
All right. How's Smart doing today?
Great.
Good?
Yeah. I'll go back to work now.
All right. Thanks, Rick.
Thanks, Rick.
Rick Swan from Smart FM played me in the movie The Final Season, joining us here. 3:52. We need to take a break. Come back. We'll have more of the Tuesday edition of the Gym Class right here on KGYM.
You have some mighty impressive power. Spend a dollar locally and bam! It returns an average of 3 times more to our community than spending it somewhere else. Buy here to have a direct positive impact on all of us. Here's some places to start. Dan and Debbie's Creamery is popular in Ely for a reason. This family-owned farm-to-table dairy production facility tempts you with signature ice cream flavors like Swiss chocolate chip and coffee Oreo. Stop by for a treat. Peterson Pet Hospital in Hiawatha is focused on patient comfort in everything they offer, from general wellness and sick exams to surgeries, dental care, radiology, ultrasound, and dog and cat boarding. As one of the newest restaurants in Kingston Village, local poor and street food may have one of the most diverse menus in the area. Munch on street food favorites like poutine and footlong Chicago dogs in their eclectic atmosphere. Use your power for good. Return an average of 3 times more to our community with the Buy Here program from the Cedar Rapids Metro Economic Alliance. At the gym, we're big fans. Hop on board and buy here.
The holiday season is sparkling, and so can your gifts. Find something beautiful at Siegel's. Get jewelry at 40 to 75% off retail savings. This sale includes our entire stock of new and estate jewelry, diamonds, watches, tennis bracelets, gold and sterling. No interest layaway and Synchrony financing available. Visit our family-owned and operated store located on First Avenue, one block south of Town and Country Shopping Center.
There's always something special at Siegel's.
Treat that special someone this holiday season with a gift from Elevate Salon and Spa. They have endless gift-giving ideas. If you can't decide, an Elevate gift card is always an excellent choice. This little beauty comes stylishly wrapped and ready to place under the tree or in a stocking. This week only, get a free flat iron or blow dryer valued at up to $100 with a $100 product purchase while supplies last. Elevate their holiday with a gift they won't forget from Elevate Salon and Spa. Edgewood Road and Blairsbury Road.
Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss. The one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Hey, Dave, I'm here for the training session.
Drop and give me 20, mister.
Wait, 20 what?
The company softball game is in 2 weeks, and we are not going to lose to those nerds in IT again.
I thought we were being trained on core competency.
Oh, we're training your core, all right. 20 burpees, go.
I hate burpees.
Don't work for a Dave. Find a boss you can respect. One who's looking for great and local talent at Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Sports and music. Always a great combination. At the game, you have the marching band and the pep band to set the mood. But what about before and after the game? Tune to Smart FM, your own personal pep band. Smart Rock, deeper tracks, and live versions of your favorite songs from your favorite Smart Rock artists. For all the action of the game, play-by-play, or sports talk, it's KGYM. And for the Smart Rock to set the mood before and after, Smart FM. 95.1 Cedar Rapids, 98.5 Iowa City.
.356 back with you here on a Tuesday edition of the Gym Class. Tomorrow, Iowa equipment manager Greg Morris, the shoe man, will join us. And Chris Liss of RotoWire.com will stop on by. Adam Rittenberg later on in the week to talk about the college bowl season, which there's another bowl game coming up tonight. You know that? Northern Illinois.
Boca Raton Bowl, isn't it?
Yeah, I believe so. And it's not much warmer there than it is here today.
Northern Illinois, a big underdog tonight.
Against UAB.
Yeah.
That's usually when Northern Illinois strikes. We'll see. We'll see if Maction takes over the bowl season starting tonight as Mushu Huskies step out onto the football field from Northern Illinois. So we got the poll question up. We've had a lot of interaction with it. More to come on the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. But good poll question today.
Yeah, thanks for the interaction. A couple that weren't mentioned that are now on the text line. 42, the Jackie Robinson story.
Yeah.
Darren liked John Goodman and Babe Ruth.
I thought he did a fine job. A lot of people panned him, though, for it. Mm-hmm. They said that John Goodman wasn't convincing as Babe Ruth. I did not see that myself. But, hey, I'm not a critic. Right?
You saw him as Roseanne's husband playing Babe Ruth, right?
A lot of people think that, but Penny Marshall passing away today at the age of 75. Hollywood loses definitely a good one behind the camera and in front of the camera, certainly. All right. Have a great night. We'll talk to you tonight at Kennedy as the Cougars entertain Xavier and boys basketball. We'll have it for you at 7:30 at 1600 a.m. Talk to you tomorrow.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start?
At the beginning, of course. With the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it